Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show, you know, freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We have Clay Clark with us, and we're going to talk about a number of things, MOS, CBDCs, like there's nothing going on in the world. Clay, welcome to the show. Boy, I'll tell you, it seems like there's a crisis every 12 hours.
You know, well, the Great Reset, the plan that Klaus Schwab has and the World Economic Forum has, and they have, it's called the Great Reset. What they want to do is they want to usher in a lifestyle or a lack thereof, where basically you and I have to conform to a system, to a new narrative, to a new way of living. And if we don't, we can't buy or sell. So if anybody out there hasn't done this, you just take a moment and just do a search for MIT CBDC, and you'll see that MIT developed the central bank digital currencies, and you do a search for MIT quantum dot, what? And you'll see that MIT developed the technology that stores your medical and financial records under your skin, and you type in MIT Epstein Gates, and you'll see that this whole system was, this creation of this technology was funded by Jeffrey Epstein and Gates, the same Jeffrey Epstein that had a temple on his island to pray to Satan, you know, the world's most prolific pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein, and Bill Gates, a guy who has a satanic spiritual advisor by the name of Maria Abramovich. So they're wanting to usher us into that system. Now, how do they do that? We have to basically have chaos in our financial system. They got to affect our health. They have to affect our wealth. And they've got to affect our stability as people, just our base stability on a daily basis. And so that's what's happening.
I just did a YouTube presentation on something I found on the Sustainable Development Goals from the UN. They want us all living in mud huts. I kid you not. The documentation is beyond doubt.
Mud huts.
Mud huts.
Like stars, like mud huts, like Luke Skywalker's.
They said mud, thatch, and other jungle materials or earthen materials. They even went as far as they had maps of the world. These are most conducive to mud huts. And then they had a cement versus more earthen structures map for the whole world. They said, we're moving from this to this. The entire West will be the ones making the conversion.
Now, I have no reason to doubt what you said. I can only speak to what I've seen. I can tell you that the line, Saudi Arabia has the line project, which they're openly talking about, a Saudi Arabia Agenda 2030, Agenda 2030 Saudi Arabia. And everyone needs to look that up. Just type in the Saudi Arabia Agenda 2030. And they're constructing a line, which I would consider, it feels a lot like a prison, but basically all of the inhabitants who would live there would be living in a vertical city. You have to look it up if you haven't seen this, folks. It's crazy. It's on the line. And it's a city that's built vertically. And so you'd be living literally on top of each other, and you couldn't leave the line. You're supposed to stay within the line to get your food, to get your shelter, to, you're only allowed to stay within these certain zones. And this is the Agenda 2030 they're trying to usher us into. And again, the only way they can get us into that is to create perpetual chaos by attacking our health, our wealth, and our overall daily sanity, you know, our overall daily just sense of security. And so I wanted people to take a moment and assume that I've lost my mind. And I want everyone to go and look it up later today. Type in The Watchman with Eric Stackelbach. Okay. The Watchman with Eric Stackelbach. Maybe some people agree with him, maybe some don't. You'll know him from TBN. That's the network. And if I could, I wanted to play just a little clip where he does an interview with Rabbi Jason Sobel about Hamas. Okay, I'm going to hit play. Should you disagree with me, feel free to rebuke me. Here we go. I'm hitting play.
Hamas. Hamas in the Bible, the meaning, the utter meaning of the term Hamas, unpack that for us a bit.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that the word Hamas is actually a biblical word that goes back to Genesis chapter 6. Now, the first thing you have to understand is in Arabic, Hamas is an acronym for the Islamic freedom movement that Hamas represents. And it also can mean bravery in Arabic. But again, Hebrew and Arabic are cognate languages. They are related. And so I don't think it's any coincidence that Hamas, that term of this organization, is in the Bible. In Genesis chapter 6, God looked at the world in the days of Noah, and he saw that the world was filled with Hamas, which literally means violence. And God was grieved that he made man, and he brought the flood upon the earth. Now think about this, right? This word Hamas means violence. It's connected to Noah. Jesus says, as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days preceding the return of the Son of Man. So if in the days of Noah, there was literally Hamas violence, senseless hatred that existed in this world, this is exactly what we see being perpetrated by this organization. And it is so significant. And we mentioned how this attack happened on Simchat Torah. Well, one of the Psalms we read at the end of every prayer service on Simchat Torah and throughout all of Sukkot is Psalm 27 that talks about the prayer saying, deliver us from Hamas, deliver us from violent people and from the...
Okay, now all I can say is I won't mention the individual's name, Dave. I won't mention the individual's name. I'm just going to mention the concept. You and I had a conversation about offline. But the Israel situation has really brought up even more divisions in our culture that maybe we didn't even know you knew this, but a lot of people didn't even know we had 2 weeks ago. And so, you know, General Flynn and I just had a very thoughtful conversation just a moment ago. And it was actually the final conversation. I just got off the phone with him right before hopping on with you. And I'm just going to read this to you so that you can hear from General Flynn and I what we're thinking here. But we crafted the following statement. As you know, the Reawaken America Tour unapologetically stands for the Bible, the U.S. Constitution, the United States, the people of Israel, and the country of Israel. And you say, where do we derive our inspiration? Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 3 says, now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make my name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. You know, General Flynn and I, we unapologetically stand with Israel. And I did not realize how divisive of an idea that was going to be 14 days ago.
I know. I'm right there with you because I've received a lot of blowback too. But Israel are God's chosen people. If you believe in the Bible, you believe in Israel.
Right. And, so Hamas, just so we're clear, again, what I'm telling everybody out there, again, this probably isn't a news flash to your audience. But again, the Great Reset can only be implemented if there's an attack on our health, on our wealth, and our daily life stability. You know, your ability to go to the store, your ability to take your kid to a sporting event, your ability to go to the lake with your children. If that sort of daily chaos, if that daily chaos can be sown into your life, then people will clamor for what they're calling, or they believe people will clamor for, central bank digital currencies. Now, moving on to the CBDCs, this is Robert Kiyosaki, who I'll be on his show next week, and he's the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yeah, he's great.
He sold 45 million copies of his books, and he's doing an interview with Andy Schechtman. Now, Andy Schechtman is the head of Miles Franklin. It's a precious metals dealer. And I want you to listen to this fascinating conversation that took place on October 11th.
If we don't change the direction of this war everywhere and printing money everywhere, what's going to happen? How long can we keep this up, Andy? How long can people keep taking this piece of garbage here that we print at will?
I don't think much longer at all. I mean, look, just in this year alone, the BRICS countries offloaded $123 billion in U.S. treasuries. China and Brazil and India, the United Arab Emirates, all of our supposed allies of the past, well, minus China, although we had a good relationship with them for a long time, they're dumping the bonds. And there are countries that are working very hard to strike deals with one another outside the dollar. And as we continue to print at a pace that is unsustainable while rates are going higher, we are putting such strain on the entire system. The whole system's going to be dragged down, and maybe that's what they're intending to do. But maybe that's why, and it's not just the wealthiest traders in the world, that being the central banks, it's the most sophisticated and well-informed, continue to buy gold at a pace that the world has never seen over the last 18 months, more than they have ever seen. And every month, it's bigger than the last. They know what's coming. And this is a very big deal, and it must be done methodically, not too quick to cut off your nose to spite your face. But there will come a point, and I call it logarithmic. Okay, little by little by little by little by little, then bang, all at once. It's like going over the falls. Well, we're seeing little by little by little by little by little. Every interview that you and I have done, we've talked more about the little by little by little by little by little. Where are we in this logarithmic decay where we hit the falls? Don't know, but we will hit that. And I think that's what you're so good at showing people is the little by little by little by little. And when the all at once comes, when none of us know when, it probably on a Sunday night, if you're not prepared, not just with gold and silver, in every way, I think it's going to be a very, let's call it a religious experience.
Okay. So, I mean, you've been covering this perhaps more fastidiously than anybody, Dave. I mean, but do you disagree with anything or do you agree with anything that Robert Kiyosaki and
no. I've seen a lot of what Robert Kiyosaki said. I've seen a lot about what Stephen Schiff has said. I'm in complete agreement with him. We all see the same thing coming.
Yeah, and so, again, I just want people to know this idea, and it might seem like a broken record for those who've heard this before, but if you haven't, you need to look this up, okay? So MIT has developed what's called the central bank digital currency. Just look it up, folks. Just type in MIT CBDC into Google. And I'm going to do it with you right now so you can see how long it takes me to do it. I'm typing MIT CBDC. I hit enter. Oh, it took about 5 seconds. Okay. Now you type in MIT quantum dot. Now, MIT quantum dot. And you might be asking, what? Yeah, this is a technology was developed by MIT that's, I'm reading here, I'm quoting, says storing medical information below the skin's surface. Ooh. Specialized dye delivered along with a vaccine could enable on-patient storage of vaccination history to save lives in regions where paper or digital records aren't available. Oh, okay, yeah. And so anyway, you can store someone's medical and financial records now under your skin. And people say, well, how do we get from where we are now to a place where people want to put this technology under their skin? Again, we have put an attack on your health, an attack on your wealth. This is the World Economic Forum. They put an attack on your health, an attack on your wealth, and your basic daily stability. And then people are going to want this thing called universal basic income, UBI, universal basic income. And when people see no other way to be able to afford their daily life, this is when the average person will clamor, will seek out the universal basic income.
Absolutely. I mean, this is where we're going, Clay. And we're already seeing UBI introduced in some cities right now as we speak.
Yeah. And you're seeing Canada's pushing it out. I mean, yes. Other countries. I'm going to play here. I want people to listen in a little more Robert Kiyosaki, Andy Scheckman here.
One that I don't think will be very pleasant for the majority of the people who don't see what's coming and therefore have not and cannot get out of the way.
Last question, about 30 seconds. What's CBDC going to do when the Fed goes to the Fed coin? What happens then?
Well, I think in order to get to the CBDC, you have to create an event. And that event could be the loss of the petrodollar and everyone dumping dollars, which creates hyperinflation. As the dollars hit our shores and inflation goes straight up and interest rates go straight up to compensate, not controlled by the Fed, but by the market, and everything collapses. But have no fear. Lil Brainard and her central bank digital currency, the number two economic advisor to the U.S. White House, modern monetary theorist who ran point on Fed Now and also worked with MIT in establishing the CBDC, I think you will create an event where people will beg for it because they will have watched the banking system implode. CBDCs will be the end of privacy and will be the ability for the Federal Reserve to create both monetary and fiscal policy right to the end user. And it's what they want, and it is coming. And the Bank of International Settlements said every country must have an operational one by 2025.
Okay, so you see, this is where they're getting. And again, how do they get us to this? I'm telling people, this is how they move us towards the universal basic income.
Well, they collapse the system. You know, Clay, there's something else I've discovered, too, and this is kind of on the revolutionary side, but I'm getting a lot of acceptance for this. The Fed Now is CBDC, and a lot of people don't know it. I didn't know it. It comes from the FAST system, F-A-S-T-T, which is international, which is CBDC. And in the United States, we have two parallel systems now. We have the CBDC they want to bring in, and then they have the Fed Now. If the Fed Now evolves the way it could in a five-step process, it'll end up being CBDC. And I think the reason they've done this is because people like Tom Emmer, congressman who's introduced legislation to ban the Federal Reserve from producing CBDC. Okay, you ban it, but you haven't stopped it because you let the Fed Now come in. So I think it's unavoidable.
Correct.
Yeah.
You're 100% correct. That's what they're doing. And again, for anybody out there that doesn't know this, JP Morgan is tokenizing your money right now.
Yeah.
In commercial accounts. So is US Bank. They're tokenizing your money. What does that mean? It means, let's do an example. Let's say that you and I, Dave, this would never happen because you're too busy and I'm too busy. But let's just say we said, Clay, after this Reawaken America tour in Tulare, let's go out to Showbiz Pizza and play whack-a-mole and play the skee ball game and play the crane game where you try to grab a stuffed animal with a crane. And let's play the game where you shoot free throws and you get tokens if you win. So you exchange your real cash for tokens. You exchange your real money for tokens. And then after you win enough, you shoot enough free throws, you whack enough moles, you play enough skee ball, whatever that is, then you get tokens that you can use to buy exciting, cheap prizes. And you can buy like a stuffed animal. You can buy a stuffed gorilla. You could buy, you know, some kind of like weird, some sort of they have a ball, bouncy ball attached to the end of a paddle, and you do that, and they got these things you can get, and you're only allowed to use your tokens to buy from that store those products during that window. That's how your money would work, through tokenization. Your money could be turned off. It can expire. It can only be used to buy the things that they want you to buy. Now, listen to this. Yuval Noah Harari, crazy Yuval Noah Harari, the wild Yuval Noah Harari, this guy praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard, Yuval Noah Harari. He's sold 45 million copies of his books over the past couple of years here. This is Yuval Noah Harari. He is praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard. He's an outspoken homosexual. He's an outspoken proponent of the transhumanism agenda. He's an Israeli public thought leader, a historian, a professor at the Department of History at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, etc. This is him. He actually said this on October 14th, so 2 days ago. Listen to this.
President Biden is by far the most popular politician in Israel. After, you know, most Israelis were very keen Trump supporters, and now President Biden is, 99%. On the other hand, there is immense rage in Israel against this right-wing coalition government that, in the name of its messianic fantasies, brought Israel to this catastrophic situation.
If you compare, for instance, the U.S. Constitution and the Ten Commandments in the Bible, both texts originally endorsed slavery, so that slavery is okay.
We back that up, folks.
Both texts originally endorsed slavery, so that slavery is okay.
Yes.
The U.S. Constitution, everybody knows that when the U.S. was founded, it said that slavery is fine, you can have slaves. But the genius of the U.S. Constitution was that the people who wrote it, they acknowledged that this is just a story we invented. We invented these rules for the United States, which also means that they included a mechanism to amend the Constitution. And eventually the Constitution was changed to outlaw slavery. Now, the Ten Commandments in the Bible, they also endorse slavery.
But it didn't change.
And it didn't change. Because the Ten Commandments allegedly did not come from human beings. They came from heaven. So how can we change them? So even after 3,000 years, we still...
You get this idea. He's trying to make a justification to change the Bible. You can hear it. You hear it. This is what he's trying to do right now. He's trying to make a justification to change the infallible word of God known as the Bible. Now, one thing I respect about you, there's a lot of things I respect about you, Super Dave, is Dave, even though you look younger, you're older than me. And so there's a certain wisdom you've gathered by serving the Lord, by reading the Bible, by studying the Constitution for longer than I have. I mean, this is something you've been doing. And so you might pick up on this within a second. But young people that don't have that sort of wisdom that you have, or that sort of fastidious studying of the Bible or the Constitution or founding documents, that this might sound appealing to them. They're going, yeah, there was amendments to the Constitution.
Yeah.
We should probably make amendments to the Bible. I'd love to get your thoughts on what he just said.
Well, I think it fits right in with Chrislam, you know, the Pope talking about combining Christianity and Islam, and UN has talked about their own religion. I think it's the same thing. It's anything to take us away from Jesus. And what he said, too, about Israel was patently false. Biden has disrespected Israel since he's come into office. He disrespected Netanyahu, refused meetings with him. So I don't know what planet he's on, but he's clearly lying through his teeth.
And this is what he does all day. He lies at scale. This is what he does. Now, for anybody out there, if you're saying, well, Clay, what do I do with this? I've got three calls to action today I want to give you folks here, kind of in closing, some three calls to action. One, I have a button on my website. And if you go to timetofreeamerica.com/bricks, this button is the button that I have prepared in conjunction to getting ready for my interview with Robert Kiyosaki, as well as just the ongoing research I do in preparation for shows. And it's always being updated. But if you go to timetofreeamerica.com/bricks, there you're going to find, in their own words, footage from the head of Saudi Arabia, the head of China, the head of Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. You're going to hear their plans, again, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They've been teaming up together. It's called the BRICS 11 now. There's 11 countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, plus six more countries. They've all teamed up together to agree they're going to de-dollarize, move away from the dollar, basically make the dollar irrelevant, which is a problem in the United States because we import everything, and the only thing that we seem to export is our dollars. So this is a problem. Also, the U.S. dollar has been pegged to oil. We have what's called the petrodollar. That's the only thing that gives the U.S. dollar its value. We teamed up with Saudi Arabia in the early 1970s, where we told Saudi Arabia, hey, protect you militarily as long as you export your oil in exchange for U.S. dollars. You price your oil in U.S. dollars. And that was sort of the relationship. Well, the Saudi Arabia has joined BRICS. So if you want to know about de-dollarization, which I believe to be imminent, go to timetofreeamerica.com/bricks, timetofreeamerica.com/bricks. Second call to action, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, we're taking the Reawaken America Tour into Tulare, California. And you might say, well, Clay, how come you're bringing Dave to this one, Dave Hodges, yourself, and not to previous ones? Or how come Dave to one event, not to other events? Folks, we have 77 speakers we bring to every event, 70 plus speakers to every event. And sometimes, and I'm Dave, I won't mention the name here, but sometimes offline, people like you, Dave, will say, Clay, I don't know about that guy. I don't know about that woman. I don't know if that's a good addition to the team. And other people say, Clay, you got to get this person on your lineup. You got to do it. You know, so we've had folks like General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Simone Gold, Jim Brewer, Dr. Stella Emanuel. And we have people like Roseanne that want to join the tour, people like Robert Kiyosaki, et cetera. And so what I have to do is I have to balance getting the people on the tour that want to be on the tour while also making sure there's a commonality and a rapport, because I try to vet every speaker before we let them on the stage, you know? And so, Dave, you've been a guy who graciously agreed to come join us in Phoenix for the Reawaken America tour we did there. And I reached out to you and I asked if you could come join us in Tulare, California. So we're going to bring Devin Nunes, Cash Patel, General Flynn, Mike Lindell, and a lot of familiar voices and faces that people have grown to love and know through the Reawaken America tour as we've done 20 plus events. However, for this one, we're going to bring you back onto the stage. And it's not because I don't want you on the stage for every event. It's just because we've got so many outstanding speakers like Devin Nunes who want to speak, and it's hard to carve out time for everybody. So again, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you'll be able to see the lineup. That's Tulare, California, coming up December 15th and 16th. And if you want to get those tickets, you go to timetofreeamerica.com, and you can name your price. So very clearly, very succinctly, hopefully this doesn't feel manipulative to anybody, these events cost me a lot of money. I don't make any money. However, I want these events to be affordable for you. So you can just go to timetofreeamerica.com. You can name your price. You can request a ticket at timetofreeamerica.com. And then the third thing I wanted to communicate today is we have an inspiring documentary that we put together about a year ago featuring General Flynn, Pastor Archer Pulowski, and Mike Lindell. And I believe it to be somewhat timeless because we interview these folks and ask them, why are you willing to risk everything to save this country? And as only Mike Lindell, General Flynn, and Archer Pulowski can communicate, they do so during this about 60-minute documentary. And you can watch it for free simply by going to timetofreeamerica.com. And you can download that documentary tonight for free. Again, that's timetofreeamerica.com. It's the documentary, The Great Reawakening versus The Great Reset.
Yeah, it's an honor to come there with you. And I notice I'm kind of sandwiched in some regard between Oliver Stone, who I really ever, he's one of the few people in Hollywood I respect. And of course, Mike Lindell, who you just mentioned. You have great people there, and we got to keep the momentum going. We're raising awareness, Clay. Where we have a gap is between the awareness level and the action level. We need to bridge that gap.
Well, I appreciate you so much for carving out time for me to be here on your program today. And again, folks, a lot of information to cover here today. But if you go to timetofreeamerica.com/bricks, you can learn all about the Great Reset and specifically the de-dollarization that it's occurring at scale right now.
Yeah, it sounds really good. I'll tell you, it's a place to be. The Phoenix event was overwhelming because I had never been in one place with so many great speakers. And it sounds like you've got the same kind of lineup coming back in, Tulare. Clay, it's always an honor to have you on, and appreciate you being here.
Hey, I want to say this on air. What you are to the movement off air is the real deal. You're a sincere person. You're looking out for the average American out there. You want the truth to be told. And some of the insight you've given me, you know, off air and on air has been powerful. So, again, I appreciate all the research that you do. And I'm really honored that you would lower your standards and come join us at the Reawakening.
I don't look at it that way at all.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Clay, for coming on. Take care. Our thanks to Clay Clark for doing just such an outstanding job talking about Hamas and adding to some things on CBDC. And ladies and gentlemen, yeah, he did a great job, and it's going to be my honor to go out there and speak at Clay's conference in mid-December. And I will let you know more about that. I'd encourage you to attend. I've been to a couple. They are fantastic. Greatest speakers, minus yours truly. But it is absolutely terrific to go. Hey, I just wanted to make sure that before I go into what I'm going to talk to you about here, that you fully understand that you are on your own. Biden could care less about the American hostages. Biden could care less about the Israelis' deaths. He just wants to get over there and stir things up and get a world war started. And I'll get into that a little bit later, and I'll lay it out very systematically. But you're on your own. And the economy has never been in more dire danger than it is right now. So what I say to you, you need to take to heart. Dodd-Frank 2010 law says that if the banks want to take your money and your retirement associated with your money, they can do so. And you're saying, they wouldn't do that. Well, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say it again. They can take your money. They will take your money. They're already limiting withdrawals. They're already starting to go CBDC because they're desperate. They're all buying gold and silver, which is what you should be doing too. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. I just completed a purchase with Noble Gold, and I got to tell you, 5 years as a customer, and I'm diversified. Am I going to take some hits? Probably, but am I going to be catastrophically destroyed? No, I'm not. And you can be in the same place and have the same peace of mind I do. If you have a retirement, they'll get it out of the bank and they'll put it under your control and back it with gold. What could be better? Gold's the best investment out there. It's held its value for 6,000 years. The good old globalists have taken our dollar since the 80s and destroyed 90% of it. So what should you do? Right now, you could go electronically to DaveHodgesGold.com. It's DaveHodgesGold.com, and I'll send you out an electronic packet that explains everything Noble Gold does. It'll include the number. Now, if you want to bypass that step because you feel the urgency of the moment, then by all means, please, please call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Tell them I told you to call. Now, there's something here that we really need to discuss. And what we need to discuss is this. What we just went through in the Middle East was a false flag in its origin. Oh, it wasn't to the people who got butchered, but it sure as hell was in terms of the operation, how it carried out, and the lack of responsiveness. And I'm going to explain all that to you. And I know I'm going out on a big limb, but at this point, do I really care? No. No, I really don't. So anyway, stay tuned. I'll be back in just a second with a rendition of the latest false flag in world history. You know, no matter how many times I've been saying it, people are still writing to me from our audience, good people, smart people, and saying, Dave, what do you think about the sneak attack, the surprise attack upon the people in the Gaza area inside Israel? And I said to them very clearly what my position is. And there seems to be a lot of confusion. I've been misquoted as people are going on radio shows And I'm going to set the record straight, and I'm not going to pull any punches. And I'm going to tell you what I believe. And I just had a brief conversation with Stephen Bannoun. And there's no one that knows more about Israel living in this country than Stephen. Absolutely the premier expert. I'm lucky enough to appear on John Moore's show with Stephen every week on Tuesdays. And I'm just amazed at the wealth of knowledge he has. And he and I talked, and he asked me what I thought. And I told him, I said, Stephen, this is what I think and why I think it. And I said, and I'm getting misquoted out there. And I said, it's disturbing because this is a real important issue. And I'm going to say this, both sides of this issue, okay, there are innocent Palestinians. They're not all terrorists. I'm so sick of hearing the, oh, they're going to wipe Palestine out. And I would not be in favor of that. I'm not. I'm in favor of punishing the offenders. I want to be really, really, really clear on this point. And I am horrified by the senseless and the brutality of the attack upon Israelis. And gosh, guys, I'm saying this now for the third time in 24 hours. The only people that were surprised were the people who got killed. There is no other element of surprise. And I want to make sure that I am crystal clear on my point. We're going to go through it. And I think you're going to agree with me, but it's okay if you don't. That's why you can write to me. That's why you can make a comment to me, and we don't have to be in agreement. And I'll be respectful of your disagreement. I may learn something from you. So anyway, you know who I am. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show, and I'm endeavoring on the mission of freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. But we need your help. So please share this information far and wide. We really absolutely need to get people on board with this. Okay, so please do this. We are very, very fortunate that we have a situation where I can come on here and say these things. And I'm trying to be accurate and factual. I just want to make sure you understand that. I'm trying to be very accurate and factual. But I will say this. If you do not have storable food, and you know how to get a hold of it, you can go to preparewithdave.com. But if you do not have food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools, and your head's not on a swivel, after what's happened in Israel and knowing how wide open our borders have been, you are foolish if you're not taking defensive measures and if you are not taking the precautions to take care of your basic needs. And I endeavor to help you with this if I can. If not, I encourage you to do it on your own, but do it, because your neighbors aren't going to be able to help you. They'll be up to their eyeballs in their own survival. But speaking of neighbors, it's important you reach out and you form alliances. And I'm warning everyone, too, when you go out and you're traveling and you're going to concert venues, movie theaters, athletic events, and so forth, it is extremely critical that you size up your situation, look where the exits are, be aware that you are a target when you go out. Now, to say that these forces aren't in America, you know, I quoted Marjorie Taylor Greene last night when she said, well, if we go with the low end estimate for Biden, 1.5 million illegals have come into the country since the beginning of the year. And if only 1% of them are terrorists, that's 15,000. What kind of damage they can do? It's estimated that the attack inside Israel was carried out by 1,000 terrorists from Gaza. 1,000. Look what they did. The estimates are now 1,200 dead, 14 Americans, and part of that group here. And there have been hostages taken, the threats of executing American hostages on live stream TV. Measures need to be taken against the perpetrators. And I think all options are on the table. And I think the call for that and the call to protect Israel is biblical. And but I'm going to tell you this right now. Some of you who are not you particularly, but there are some people out there who are calling for the indiscriminate murder of all Palestinians. No, I will never be on board with that. That all or nothing thinking is reminiscent of Joseph Stalin, Adolf Hitler, Mao Zedong. And I don't care for the head of the UN, Guterres. He's a pompous, self-righteous fill in the blank. He hates America. He likes to be a little tin horn dictator. And he's made that clear from things he said. But I agree with him one thing. Israel does need to be mindful of civilian casualties, but they're going to happen because these people that did this attack are ultimately terrorists or cowards. And they have to use human shields by retreating into communities where they won't dare attack here. There is also women and children. They can't be allowed to escape justice. And I understand that special forces are coming in to try to minimize civilian casualties, but get the perpetrators. Now, let me get to the point. I'm going to be crystal clear on this point, and history will prove me to be correct. There is no way in hell that at the minimum, and this is the minimum, the moment these terrorists, 400 of them on tractors, the parasailers, there is no way that when that border was crossed, that Biden didn't know, or his administration, he was probably asleep or eating ice cream cones, but they knew, Netanyahu knew, and yet there was no military action launched by Netanyahu for 4 hours. That's a fact. Now, I'm going to say two things here. I'm going to talk out of both sides of my mouth. I agree with Netanyahu that no effort, legitimate effort, can be spared to keep Iran from becoming nuclear. If nothing else, they're mullahs. This has been covered on many, many shows. They have come out and they have said, yeah, we want to move into the end times and fulfill prophecy and the blah, 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 and the blah, blah, blah. That's scary, which means there's nothing they won't do because it's end times. And if we all are vaporized, it doesn't matter because it's the end times. Jeez. Yeah. Nuclear weapons cannot fall in the hands of people like this. People who commit senseless brutalities against their own people for the most minor of offenses. They're on a level with communist China. In fact, in some ways, they may even be worse. Because they do it in the name of a supreme being. I mean, when they do a terrible act, well, it's the will of, okay. I guess maybe the Chinese are showing probably the only virtue of being an atheist. So I'm just warning you, Iran cannot be allowed to become nuclear. Who agrees with me? Saudi Arabia, I'm sure, agrees with me. They're scared of Iran. Israel would be wiped out. Their stated goal is to drive every Israeli into the sea and then kill them there if they survive. No, we're not going to allow that to happen. So I stand with Netanyahu in the defense of his country. I do not stand for allowing the severity to transpire over a four-hour period. I'm going to say this, and we're just going to be very, very clear. Here's Gaza. Here's satellites. From 100 miles up, we can see the inscription on a dime through a rainstorm, and that's 30-year-old technology. And that Israeli, former Israeli sergeant that came out yesterday was in logistics. She said, they used to wake me up to investigate animals that would traverse the border electronically. And Stephen Bannon has said, there were some things that were done just prior to the attack that make you suspicious. I'm paraphrasing, but and he talked about compromised security. Netanyahu, I believe, let the severity become bad enough to where world opinion be on his side, to do ultimately what they need to do. And if you don't believe I'm telling you an accurate statement or saying an accurate statement, please consider this. The day after the attack, the intelligence agency we know as the Wall Street Journal came out and says, Iran was involved with Hamas in planning the attack. Who told them? I didn't know that they had equal status with the CIA or the Mossad. How the hell would they have known the day after? It's kind of like the denial in Lahaina that Maui is going to be a smart island, among other things. No, that's not true. And then Jeff Bezos comes out the day after the fire and says, I'll give $100 million and we'll build a smart island where Lahaina once stood. Mm-hmm. Same deal. Wall Street Journal has no flippin' idea. They printed what they were told to print. And they were creating a narrative because this is going to end up going back on Iran, I guarantee you. And this is all being used. Do I think Hamas would have made the attack anyway? Yes. But Netanyahu sees the opportunity. He sees that opportunity to say, how can we best take advantage of this? So I'll delay for 4 hours in dispatching my troops. Stephen said something the other day, Stephen Bannoun. He said, I was caught in a terrorist attack. And he said, it's incredible. I was shocked at the rapidity of the troops showing up and the planes and helicopters overhead, because they were there almost like out of the blue. Yeah, that's Israel's capability. That's how they have to live, because they've been threatened with extermination since before their inception as a nation. Remember, a lot of these people were Holocaust survivors in the formation of Israel. And against all odds, they succeeded. Now, Biden's culpability. No way that the U.S. intelligence community, I think we probably knew well in advance. And when you give $6 billion to a terrorist nation while you're ignoring the needs of the people from Lahaina that have been displaced through no fault of their own, and you give them this $6 billion, what did you think was going to happen with that money? Oh, I know. I know the Pentagon's coming out and they're lying through their rectum, and what they're saying is absolute BS. Oh, they just used it for medical and blah, 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 blah. Okay, even if they did transfer that money into medical funds, that means other medical funds are now freed up. I mean, these people just think we're dumber than a box of rocks. Biden knew. And it was predictable. But we'll even go farther back in time. Now it's been reported that the Taliban wants to cross Iran and attack Israel. Well, gee, what weapons would they use? Let me think. What would that one thing be? Oh, that's right. $85 billion of top-notch military hardware and weapons left behind in Afghanistan. If you can't take it with you, the law, remember the thing we used to follow? The law says you have to blow it up. Why didn't we? It would have been an easy thing to do. Are you beginning to smell a rat? And then I have another question for you. Do you think Biden feels that they have been successful, or the Biden administration feels they've been successful in Ukraine? No, Ukraine's on the verge of collapse. They're now putting 50-year-old men plus on the battlefield. They're running out of men. Be a great place after the war if things get repaired to be a single man. It's probably only be women in their 20s and 30s and probably 40s. But how's that been successful? Has Ukraine given Biden the world war he so desperately seeks? And how could I make that a horrible conclusion? Because he hasn't done one thing to de-escalate that conflict. Not one suggestion about, can we talk about this? Can we negotiate? It's been threat, 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 lie, lie, lie. Oh, we won't send in the M1 Abrams. Send them in. Oh, we won't send in the F-16. Send them in. Oh, we won't send the drones. Send the drones. He has lied every step of the way. And he's done nothing but provoke Putin. Now, Putin is not an innocent figure. I'll never defend him because he has done, his people have done terrible things in Ukraine or to Ukraine, mostly shelling residential neighborhoods where schools are and kids were killed. He's a war criminal. Is that strong enough? But he wasn't being a war criminal in the first days of the war towards women and children. And there was no effort on the part of Biden to do any negotiation. He wants a world war. They want, in this administration, a world war because they're answering to the needs of a puppet state, which we are, to the whims of the major corporations like BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, that control the military-industrial complex that will make money hand over fist. They want a world war. Do you think they can get it now in the Middle East? Because that looks like Plan B to me. And that's my considered opinion. Now, let me tell you why I believe this. The key to World War III runs through Iran. So Netanyahu probably doesn't want to see a World War III, but he's not going to allow a nuclear-armed Iran to rise up because he knows what that means. Now, Israel has an estimated 90 to 100 nuclear weapons. They could turn Iran into a powder dust. But these people that run the country don't care. Remember what I said about end times. There's no deterrent. This is, and I've told you before many times, the people of Iran have shown themselves to be good, solid people, and they hate their government. They hate being ruled the way they're being ruled. And the best thing that could happen on the face of the earth is for those people to rise up in mass. And I'm not sure why they haven't, probably for the same reason we have just taken our beating laying down here. Take away our energy, Biden. Oh, yeah, tell us it's for this or that, but the Indians and the Chinese don't have to follow along. Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll wreck our economy. Sure. Everyone's savings being reduced to dust because of his inflation. And we've just taken it, just like the Iranians take it. But ladies and gentlemen, here's how World War III starts. Right now, Syria is implicated. Syria is going to see military action after Gaza is taken care of. And then it's going to spread to Iran. Iran's oil is needed for the BRICS nation setup. Russia has taken the ruble, basically digitized it, gold-backed, and they need the Iranian oil to flow to perpetuate this. Now, the Federal Reserve wants this war because if Iran's oil capability could be reduced to nothing, the other BRICS nations would realize, holy blank, that could happen to us. Maybe being in the BRICS and undermining the petrodollar is not such a good idea. But Russia needs a healthy Iran with its oil. They will come to Iran's rescue. And then the Biden administration gets what they want, which is a world war. And a lot of people I've talked to, a lot of experts think that they're not, they wouldn't be surprised if China didn't join in. I think China is going to be opportunistic and sit it out and wait until we're at the weakest, and then they'll strike. Biden knew. And here's the big thing that the Biden administration and the Democratic Party get. When we start a war, a president is amazingly popular. I mean, the bumbling buffoon, Mr. Skull and Bones himself, George W. could never hold a legitimate job, Bush, draft dodger Bush. Yeah. That man had a 90% approval rating when the war started. His war. His daddy, who lied about weapons of mass destruction, okay, we never found them. Now, these, if we have, and I slept through that, please correct me. Okay. But that aside, when that war started, the point is the HW had over a 90% approval rating. Biden's real approval rating is probably about 10%. the real. That would be my guess. He's going to get a significant bump from this. But here's the other thing he gets. With the House reviewing impeachment evidence, potential impeachment evidence, now the attention's taken off of him and Hunter. And the DOJ can go about fixing things like they do so well for this administration. And people will be focused on over there and being fearful about what could happen over here. Okay, that's my position on this. Biden's people knew about this attack. How far in advance, I don't know. But at minimum, when that border was breached, they had intelligence right then. And even if Netanyahu didn't have the ability, which he does, they would have called him, said, hey, my friend, you've got visitors and you better mobilize. And then you have the rockets going in. So even if you couldn't detect these people crossing, should rockets landing in neighborhoods make you realize, gee, Mr. Prime Minister, don't you think we should send in the Air Force? Shouldn't we send in helicopters and special forces to the areas that have been blasted? Because you know troops are going to follow. 4 hours. 4 hours. Ain't believable. Because I know Israeli response time. They brag amongst themselves that they can be anywhere in 3 to 5 minutes. And Stephen Bannon has actually testified to that. So that's my position, ladies and gentlemen. This is the path to World War III. Okay? This is what I believe about these two leaders. I understand Netanyahu's apparent actions. I don't agree with them, but I do agree with the end result. And I don't believe the means justifies the ends, but I agree with the end result that Iran's nuclear capability must be neutralized. And by the way, we're now standing with Israel as a country, the United States is. Biden has done nothing but disrespect Israel since he came into office. You would think he's anti-Semitic. I mean, he refuses to take Netanyahu's calls. He refused a meeting that Netanyahu requested. Why? Why? Because a strong Israel is necessary for America's influence in the Middle East. They're the first responders for us in the Middle East, always have been. Is that why, Joe? Because not only have you taken away America's oil, you want to make it possible for Israel not to defend what meager supplies we're going to get out of the Middle East from here on out. Is that why, Joe? You see, these people aren't smart. This generation of globalists are really quite stupid, particularly the ones inside America and the EU. The EU lumber leaders are even dumber. So anyway, I thought I would just share this with you. And I just thought I would share this as my perspective. I'm going to encourage everyone to please pray for peace. We need to work towards having responsible leadership. And I'm going to finish with this again, as I always do. Toss them all. We need someone to get a website, tossthemall.com. Start a movement. I'll give it all the publicity. And it will be to remove everyone but, say, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'm on the fence about, but certainly Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, okay, Luna. There's Chip Roy. I'm in favor of those people. Not very many. In the Senate, flush twice because it's a long way to the sewer. And they're the type that belong in a sewer. How many good people are there? Well, Rand Paul talks a good game, but I sure haven't seen much action. Ladies and gentlemen, toss them all. We've got to clear the deck and start over. And then we go and we fire everything GS-13 and above, and the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, all of these agencies gone, top leadership. They're being run by communists. And they say, well, how do you know? Well, judge a man by his works, not by what he says. Okay, I think that clears the air. And to those people out there that go on talk shows and misquote me, you now stand corrected, and you may take anything I have here and express as Dave Hodges' opinion. But my opinion is based on normal strategic procedure, technology, and clear and apparent motives. So it's not just idle speculation. And by the way, Stephen Bannoun agrees with the things I've said in here, because I've heard him say enough to know he does. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks for joining us.